AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 100 days into his administration, President Biden talks about the threat to the nation in his first address to Congress.
We've stared into the abyss of insurrection and autocracy, pandemic and pain, and we, the people, did not flinch. At the very moment our adversaries were certain we'd pull apart and fail, we came together. We united.
Biden also outlined a $1.8 trillion proposal that includes no-cost preschool and 2 years of community college, $225 billion for child care, and monthly payments of at least $250 to parents. In the Republicans' rebuttal, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott slammed Biden's previous proposed infrastructure plan.
Democrats want a partisan wish list. They won't even build bridges to build bridges. Less than 6% of the president's plan goes to roads and bridges. It's a liberal wish list of big government waste.
The president's speech was made to a nearly empty chamber. The AP Sagar Magani reports a crowd limited by coronavirus restrictions.
He faced a largely empty House chamber, the audience roughly an eighth the usual size due to COVID restrictions. Many Republicans stayed home. There was just one Supreme Court member, one top military officer, and no need for a designated survivor, since all but two cabinet members weren't even there. Even the scene behind the president was different.
Madam Speaker, Madam Vice President.
Noting no president before had said those words from that podium. And it's about time.
A social media agitator linked to the assault on the Capitol has been found guilty in a Brooklyn federal court of threatening to kill members of Congress. The jurors rejecting Brendan Hunt's assertion that he never thought his threats would be taken seriously. This is AP News. A sheriff's deputy is dead, the fate of his canine partner not known after they were shot while checking a home in Boone, North Carolina yesterday morning. The Watauga County Sheriff's Department says Sergeant Chris Ward was dispatched to the home after the homeowner and his family did not report to work or answer calls. The pair were hit with gunfire after they entered the home. The dog is still inside. Other law enforcement have had the home surrounded since. No word on the people inside the home. A North Carolina judge says the body cam video of last week's shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr. will not be released for at least 30 days. Judge Jeffrey Foster did rule Brown family members can privately view 5 body camera videos as well as a dashboard camera video in 10 days after portions are blurred or redacted. Protests were held again last night in Elizabeth City. Brown was shot as he tried to drive away from an arrest last week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.